at the end of the day, everything we do is about unlocking, leveraging data.
Hello and welcome to the FOMI Insider podcast. As ever, I've got Rob Anson, our CEO, with me. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Long week, Nathan. Long week. Happy Friday to everyone.
Yes, it's been a long week, and I just wanted to get your thought. Well, I just wanted to get your feedback from the raise that was mentioned last week, and how that's been this week, and what sort of reaction you've had from that.
It's been very good. I appreciate these moments because they're full of learning. You really get to see what resonates with the story of which we're telling, and it's very hard when it's put into a slide deck presentation, of course, and you're trying to keep on point of introing the business, explaining the landscape, the markets, the competitive advantages, the business cases of which we've done to date, and partners, and growth, and evolution, and R&D, and all these things. It's always interesting to me to see the reaction on certain slides and certain people when you're sharing the story, and it's never the same, which is always interesting to me. And some of the questions are really great. They got us thinking. We've changed a few slides this week in the deck, and it's always evolving. We'll look to sort of transcend, I guess you could say, the investor deck, hopefully here in early March with some new exciting content and automation and some other things that you and I have been working on, of course. But it's been good. A lot of meetings. I'm honestly exhausted. It's been a hell of a week. A lot of meetings. I've been trying to juggle the business side as well, and you're keeping it all going. So when the CEOs are out raising capital and on the road and whatnot, it's a grind. It is a grind, but it's good. We've had a great reception so far, and very positive and optimistic as to the completion here, and hopefully the end of next week. And we're definitely on course from where we sit today. So it's wonderful.
That's really good to hear. And I like what you said about building the story, and kind of not everyone gets to see all behind the scenes. So that's great that we get to have you here on the podcast.
Well, I think sorry to interrupt you there, but yeah, that is a good point. It's really interesting to see, to me, what resonates, because these guys hear stories every day, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day in some cases. So I think it's really focusing. And, I think one of the most appreciated facts that most definitely this week that was received was the slide that shows the scale of the company. That's not easy to do. Some of the slides that we built in now around total monies raised and these other things, I almost forget how much we've done with how little we've raised over the course of the existence here. So it's great. It's just about getting better. I mean, I think it's difficult because you're managing the day-to-day business, each and every day. The capital raise and the investor presentations are, I don't want to say a backseat, but they're a smaller component of my time. And most definitely, it's an exercise here that the positioning, the appreciation of the deck will be something most definitely that will be greatly improved here and focused on. And I think it's a big part of the story of that unique point of differentiation comes across in the way I've presented this week and some of the slides and new project ideas we've got.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So do you have any updates of potential deals that are coming in the next few weeks with who you've been meeting with the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, this is part of it. It's one of the things, as I said, that we're in a position that, we had to grow. We're at max capacity. We have been for a year. People honestly, I think you go through fatigue and You know, I know I'm one of them that it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. So being able to bring on some much needed help and support to be able to manage some of these projects that are coming on board is, you know, is a godsend. It's a blessing that very fortunate to have, because if not, then as I said, we would have had to cap the business, and that's not a lot of fun. So this here is keeps us going in full stream ahead. And I think, as I said, there's a tremendous opportunity for us and some of the new verticals that are bringing great return. It's interesting because I think one of the things that I learned early days, Nathan, was that people, you always like to think that you're blazing a new trail and you're the first to market, and you're the brightest guy in the room that's, you know, figured something out that no one else have. But I think it's interesting to me because what a lot of the people like now is when you speak to the competitive landscape, because they can then understand, oh, okay, there are other companies out there doing this. These guys aren't the only pie in the sky, you know, crazies that think they're going to go do something. It's that it starts to bring a lot to it. I love competition. You know, I think a lot of it is the positioning of which we created early days. There's a hell of a lot of companies that if you go back 5, 7, 8 years ago, that sound exactly the same. And it's not the same, that's for sure. And I think that's the hardest part, is that the investors are completely riddled with, I don't want to say misinformation, but the lack of understanding perhaps as to what some of these terms really mean. And I think when you're talking about real time, that's a really interesting one to me, because there's a lot of companies that I meet and I look at their presentation before I get on with them, and you know, it's real-time data analysis, real-time data outputs, and real-time connectivity, and all these things. And then you talk to them, and it's, you know, end of day, end of week, some cases, end of month. It's not real-time. Real-time is now, thousands of second, add the till, scanning, going through, pushing information to that wallet with the receipt, and embedded, you know, promotions and vouchers, and recognition for certification, and these things, that's real time. So it's really interesting to see the different dynamics and different levels of sophistication in some of the investors too, is super interesting to me. I had a lot of calls this week from shareholders that I've never spoken to before that were reading online, trying to understand about what the life offering means and if they're in fact eligible. And the rationale behind a lot of it was, great, I get free trading paper, plus I gain a full warrant for participating. This is great. And you know, it's funny to see the, well, not funny, it's great to see the excitement, but it's the realization, because predominantly the private placements, majority of the people are excluded from, because they don't follow and meet the criteria for the accredited investor. This is a great opportunity here. I mean, it's for anyone. Any investor today listening to this or reading about it on the boards, they're fully eligible here, and it is a great opportunity.
Thanks for kind of explaining that and kind of taking us through that. So going back to what you said at the beginning of that question, what do you see as Fobi's difference compared to other companies in the market, and why should people kind of be looking at Fobi as investment opportunity from that standpoint?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the one that, as I said, is most appreciated. There's a lot of companies that, you know, are talking about doing different things and that, and we've done it. I mean, as I said, if you look at, it's great for, I really wish that I could record some of our meetings, because when David Sporer speaks, the level of credibility and sophistication that he brings when he addresses all of the technical questions that come up in regards to the wallet side of our business. I mean, I always sit there half time, I've turned my camera off because I smile and start laughing. It's amazing to watch the experience of which David has You know, it's almost like he knows the question before it's out of their mouth. It's just the level of detail and experience that he provides. It's really quite something to see. I think, too, we need to do a bit of a better job of showcasing some of the talents within, for sure. It's the same side with Eddie. Cupels, when you get him turned on and talking about the Cupels and his world and 8112 and how these things all come together, it's fascinating. Like, even for me, I get excited about listening to it, you know, and I get a chance, of course, to chat with Eddie often, but not to that level of detail and understanding. It's quite something to see. I think it's really, back to your question, it's about the experience of which we have, the scale now, which leads to distribution, of course. And like I said, this is a long-term model which we built out here, very strategic, of course. And this is the fun part now. It's that the markets are catching up from an education standpoint, and people are starting to understand and connect dots. I get a lot of shareholders that reach out to me on LinkedIn and other channels and, hey, Rob, I came across this. And I went, wow, this is something that Philby released like 2 or 3 years ago. And it's amazing to see in the market now. And it's these different use cases. And I really appreciate the ideas. We've got a lot of brilliant shareholders. I know I've said this before, but it amazes me to see some of the level of creativity, the level of sophistication, the level of foresight as to how these technologies can be utilized in the world today and tomorrow. And that's, to me, is the light bulb, I think, is starting to go off. I think people are starting to resonate to this story. They're starting to understand what the meaning of automation and a lot of these things that we do from a data perspective. They're starting to understand that most environments are completely riddled with silos, and it starts and ends with data. And at the end of the day, everything we do is about unlocking, leveraging data. And it's whether it's personalization, whether it's notification, communications, all of these various components of which we do with that AI data intelligence and mobile wallet credential side of the business, that's the convergence that's really resonating. And it's really interesting to see. And it's something that, you know, I've been waiting a long time for it, and it's great to see people catching up.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And it is encouraging seeing Philby from the inside and seeing what we are kind of building and what we have built and seeing all these use cases come into action. And it is definitely an exciting time to be part of Philby and on this train.
I think, Nathan, that's the hardest part is that we're limited with such little that we can share. You know, the case of which we went through with the MCTO, you know, we try to expect shareholders to be, you know, excited and positive and all these things. And, you know, I got to take a step back. You know, really when you look at it, you know, all of the fear and anxiety, if you will, it comes from lack of information or not quite understanding. And, you know, we've got a really big push here as to not just promoting, of course, Philby and how great we are, but it's really, to me, we need to do a bit of a better job of focusing on promoting the various industries of which we live in, the subject matter experts who live within those industries. There's some great content writers on LinkedIn and other channels that I think our shareholders will be quite excited about the direction as to how we take as to trying to give a deeper dive and look into behind the scenes without, of course, allowing that to happen in some cases that get us both in trouble. So some great stuff there to come ahead. And I think that's the biggest thing is you get so busy, you get so consumed. And as I said, quite honestly, some days it's incredibly overwhelming. And, you know, I get people that reach out to me and, hey, Rob, there's no update. And what's going on? I didn't hear anything this week. And even though we've put out a press release or something and, you know, I do a quick, interview podcast, whatever it may be, like this, it's not enough. People are wanting more, which is a great thing. I think that's great. I wish I had the time to spend more on, chatting with some of these guys and groups and whatnot. But I think some of the direction here that we're about to go down with education and awareness and new guests and platforms, integrations will be very well received here.
Great. Well, thanks so much for kind of coming onto the podcast. What have you got planned in the next couple of weeks or next week for us?
Well, this week, what's coming there, Nathan? Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
I wish I was there. I watch little clips here and there, and I've got some buddies that are down there sending me videos and that, and I got to tell you, I'm so jealous. It's not funny, but this is a big game coming up Sunday. I'm super excited about that. As I shared, I will be on the road next week traveling. So I'll be unfortunately watching from the hotel room on Sunday, or hopefully I can catch TV down in the lounge or bar, whatever they may have. But it's going to be an interesting week of a bunch of different meetings, new opportunities, of course. I'm actually doing some investor presentations down in the U.S. as well, that some great interest down there that I've met over the last few months and stuff. So yeah, it'll be an interesting week. It's been a while since I've been on the road traveling in full force like that. So it's exciting. It's nerve-wracking a little bit. It's good. It's good energy. I love the, it's been a draining week, but I love the vibe, and it's the excitement to me that keeps going, feel like a young buck again, as they say. So Niners going to win 24-20. Brock Purdy's going to be your MVP, and I'm going to be on the road next week. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to connect with you or not, but if we don't, have a great week ahead, everyone. Enjoy the weekend, and go Niners.
Yeah, well, we'll get you back on the podcast when you're back, and safe travels. And thanks again, Rob, for coming online today.
Thank you, Nathan. Have a great weekend, everyone.